Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC. Quick reminder that next Tuesday we'll be doing the Brian Lehrer Show live from WNYC's Jerome L. Green Performance Space, and we're inviting everybody to come watch. Get out of the heat. We have good air conditioning. Tickets are available for $10 right now at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show or the Green Space. Come see me and my guests and the producers and engineers, and we'll all soak up our air conditioning together and have some great conversation about New York, New Jersey, America. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show or the Green Space to get tickets to see the Brian Lehrer Show live here at WNYC's Performance Space, the Green Space, next Tuesday morning. Well, July is Volunteer Match Month. Here at the Brian Lehrer Show, we'll spend some time each Thursday talking about volunteering and giving back, offering you some very specific advice as we highlight opportunities throughout our region. We'll also check in with you from week to week about where you're volunteering and how it's going. All this in the context of a recent report that indicates volunteering is up nationwide, even though the economy is down. You may think it's because of it, but it also highlights that New York and New Jersey are among the lowest states in the country when it comes to volunteer levels. So we'll try to figure out why and maybe do our part to inch those numbers upward. Our guest each week in July is Greg Baldwin, president of Volunteer Match, a nonprofit that links up individuals and companies with volunteer opportunities. They are great at using technology and mapping and interactivity to get people involved, and we'll definitely talk about how Web 2.0 is changing volunteering. So, Greg, welcome to WNYC, and thank you for joining us all this month.
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
And in a bit, we'll start to highlight some of your specific volunteer opportunities available right now. But let's talk a little bit first about that survey from the Corporation for National and Community Service. It found that the number of Americans volunteering jumped by 1.6 million last year. Is that surprising to you? I think I've read that in economic downturns, historically, people actually volunteer less.
Well, there's interestingly in this study, yes, it was up 1.6 million volunteers in 2009, up from 2008. And I think they recorded about 63.4 million Americans volunteered in 2009. And I think, was it surprising that it was up? We weren't that surprised. It had been slightly declining for the last few years. But last year was a remarkable year for volunteering, with a lot of political and social attention paid to volunteering. And I think a lot of people volunteered with the political campaigns, and that certainly added to the numbers. And then the relationship between economics and volunteering is kind of an interesting one, and you alluded to that. I think most people think if unemployment is up, that more people would be volunteering on the logic that they would have more time. And the findings show just the opposite, that in states that had higher unemployment rates, volunteering was actually down. So the old notion that people with lots of free time will volunteer because they don't have a job isn't exactly true, in fact.
In fact, from what I've read, volunteer rates are higher traditionally among job holders and homeowners. So with unemployment and foreclosure both on the rise, that would indicate that volunteerism might be going down. But it is counterintuitive. I mean, with the unemployed, unemployed have more time on their hands, you would think either to start ingratiating themselves to potential employers or just to do something productive with a lot of time on their hands, that volunteering among the unemployed would go up.
We found there's a lot of counterintuitive things about volunteering, and I think we misunderstand volunteering a lot, and this is one of those facts that makes you scratch your head. The most likely people to volunteer are actually working women with kids, and you can't imagine a more busy person than that. And those are that's the population that's most likely to volunteer in America, and rather than the people that have tons of time on their hands.
And does that tell you something about X and Y chromosomes, or what does that tell you?
I I sometimes think that. Definitely, I've come to learn that the fair sex definitely is outperforming us males in the volunteering world by quite a bit, and they do it pretty regularly. We're doing our best to change that, but so far the ladies have a big lead on us when it comes to volunteering.
Now, briefly, some specific numbers in the survey by state. For the fifth year in a row, Utah was the top volunteer state, with a volunteer rate of 44%, followed by Iowa, 38%, Minnesota, 2%, and Nebraska, 37%. New York, just 19% of residents volunteer. That ranks us 51st among the 50 states, and Washington, D.C., dead last. And New Jersey ranks 49th. What is going on here?
You know, well, one thing that goes on here, certainly, like, why is Utah succeeding? That, you know, if you dig into some of the research as to, you know, what some of the variables are that increase volunteering, attendance at church is one of the factors that dramatically will increase volunteering, one of the key variables. And in a state like Utah, the population of folks regularly attending church is significantly higher than many other states, and that's a big variable.
Is it volunteering for the Mormon church, in that case, or whatever your religious organization is, or is it going outside the church and volunteering with them for people in need?
Those are great questions. And methodologically, what the questions that they're asking at the corporation is, have you just volunteered through an organization over the last year? So I'm certain that members of the church that are volunteering at the church are certainly recognizing that as volunteer activity, whether they're doing something internally for the church or they're actually serving outside the walls of the church. I think they'd be counting both things. And that's certainly a piece of the methodology that, you know, I think is creates the types of findings that you're seeing in the corporation's studies.
Greg Baldwin, my guest on WNYC. He's the president of Volunteer Match, a nonprofit that links up individuals and companies with volunteer opportunities. And we're going to get into some of your particular listings for the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area right now. Maybe we can up those numbers a little bit, even among the secular.
And, exactly.
So just tell us briefly how Volunteer Match works. Tell us a little bit more about what you do.
So we started Volunteer Match back in 1998 to help nonprofit organizations use the web to find and tap into the talented and enthusiastic volunteers in their local community. VolunteerMatch.org now is the web's most popular volunteering resource. You can come to VolunteerMatch.org or one of our many partner sites, put in your zip code or your city and your interest areas, and you can find thousands and thousands of listings that have been posted by local nonprofit organizations looking for help. And the service right now welcomes about 25,000 people a day from all across the country, all looking for volunteer opportunities. And we currently support just under 75,000 nonprofit organizations and schools and other civic institutions that are using the service to complement their volunteer recruiting activities.
So let's just go down to give people an idea some of the things that you have up on Volunteer Match right now. One, seniors projects with New York Cares in Staten Island. And the listing says, seniors in nursing facilities tend to have few visitors, but with a few hours of your time, you can provide the social interaction that is important to keeping their spirits soaring. So is that a common area of volunteering, or anything you want to say about that particular listing?
First, New York Cares is a great organization in New York that facilitates lots and lots of volunteering right in, you know, Manhattan and the New York region. This is one of the listings that they have published with us right now. They've got another 33 opportunities for people to volunteer. This project is, nothing is typical, I think, I've come to learn in volunteering, but this is an opportunity that you see in a lot of different communities that are inviting folks into senior centers or other places like that, really to just interact as a buddy, as a friend, as someone to talk to for some folks that otherwise aren't getting a lot of visitors. There's actually a great organization, much like this out in San Francisco, that last year was looking for someone to watch Monday Night Football at the senior center. and they, you need to be a real football fan, but just not too enthusiastic so that you couldn't watch it in public. And opportunities like that, I think, are fun, and it's a great way to get started with volunteering.
Here's another of your listings, very different. It says, seeking individuals with financial experience for volunteer finance committee. Now, this doesn't mean that you're going to help former Lehman Brothers employees. this is at the Somerset Art Association in Bedminster, New Jersey. You're familiar with this particular listing?
Yep, the Somerset Art Association. I mean, there's thousands of listings, but this the Somerset Art Association is dedicated to furthering the awareness and understanding of folks with visual arts impairments and providing opportunities for people throughout the area, the New York area, to get involved with artistic creation. And they're looking for someone to serve on their board of directors on the finance committee. So they're looking for someone that's interested in their mission and has a finance background to help prepare their annual financial statements.
And we'll do another one here. Business Mentor for Micro Mentor, an initiative of Mercy Corps. It says we'll spend... Mercy Corps. Now, this seems to indicate that it's virtual volunteering. You can literally volunteer from the comfort of your living room.
Some people say you save the world in your pajamas. There's a lot of opportunities now in the system that are, you know, virtual opportunities. They can be done from virtually anywhere using a phone or your computer. And this is one of them. And this program is a great program. They're connecting generally retired professionals, but anybody who's really got the time or the interest to be a mentor for a young business owner or an entrepreneur. And you interact over the phone and through the computer, and the micro-mentor folks give you some training and some coaching, and then you get paired up with an entrepreneur that's trying to succeed, and you have the opportunity to offer them business advice and mentoring to coach them along. It's a great program, and it's, you know, all over the country.
Let's take a call from a volunteer in our listening audience, Andrew in the Bronx. You're on WNYC. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Brian. Thank you for taking my call.
What do you do?
I've been volunteering mostly since high school. I started, like, when I was a senior, helping the homeless eat at night. We were doing things out of Westchester. We'd come down to Manhattan, and we would do something called Midnight Run. And since I've been working in real estate for the past 13 years, my volunteering with real estate is I help New York City Housing Authority place residents that are looking for Section 8 or any types of programs. My company is Metropolitan Residential, and we're at 61st and Lexington. So if anyone needs help finding anything as far as the program, Section 8, tickets, Work Advantage, HASA, just give me a ring there.
Very good. Andrew, thank you very much. And we'll add that to our blog later at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Let's get another listing in here. This is a surprising one. A meditation group leader, I guess, wanted for Saturdays at 3 o'clock at the Silver Hill Hospital in New Canaan, Connecticut. So when you tell your friends you're volunteering at a hospital, you could be doing all kinds of things. You could be a candy striper. You could whatever. But you could be a meditation leader.
Yep. There's so many different ways to serve and volunteer, and this is just, you know, another great example to come in and spend, you know, 45 minutes with a group of adult patients, working with them on meditation exercises to help them learn to relax and breathe and do creative visualizations. And it's going to be great for you as a volunteer and also great for the folks at the hospital.
And listeners, we do have links to all of these specific volunteer opportunities in our area that we've been mentioning, as well as a link to the volunteer match search function right on our page. You can go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. We're also collecting your volunteer listings. We'll add them to our blog alongside the ones that we mentioned on air. For our last minute, back to the bigger picture of the state of volunteering. To what extent has the Obama administration's focus on service had an effect? He talked about it a lot during the campaign. He talked about it after he was elected. It seems to me to have faded from view in terms of the president making a big public presence out of this. But Michelle Obama has made volunteering a priority. Remember, they called last Martin Luther King Day a day of service, and they want to get it, you know, get a tradition going around that on King Day. But is the Obama administration and what Barack and Michelle are doing having an effect on these increasing volunteer numbers?
It's always great to have a political leader who's, you know, voicing support and serving as a role model for volunteering. And I certainly know that it's had some effect in raising the awareness and visibility around volunteering last year. That said, volunteering is really a social phenomenon that couldn't be more ground, you know, grassroots up. And political leaders can only do so much to really change the dynamics on the ground. Volunteering is really born in local communities with local organizations and local folks. And having a political leader applaud and celebrate that is a great to have, but it often is the kind of the caboose or the kind of following the parade rather than really leading it. At least that's been our experience.
Greg Baldwin, president of Volunteer Match. We'll talk to you again next Thursday and every Thursday this month. Thanks a lot for doing this with us.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
And again, we have links to the opportunities that we've talked about and a link to the Volunteer Match search function. If you're looking for a volunteer opportunity, see what's right for you. Right on our webpage, go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show.